Monthly, we put the spotlight on all things Johnson Center for Philanthropy, doing great things under the umbrella of Grand Valley State University, our nonprofit Navigation Friday. Today's subject, pretty cool. How about the partnerships involved? Johnson Center, GVSU Equity Inclusion, City of Grand Rapids Partnership for Neighborhood Leadership Academy. Tori Martin, Director of Communications and Engagement with the Johnson Center. Busy morning we have.
We do have a busy morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us on.
You're quite welcome. Kevin Peterson, Program Coordinator, Nonprofit Services. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
And Stacy Stout, appreciate you, Assistant to the City Manager, City of Grand Rapids.
Excited to be here. Thank you.
Glad that you are here. Neighborhood Leadership Academy is our focus, Tori. Can you extend our conversation?
Yeah, sure. So this partnership really came from the city, so we're really excited to be talking to you all this morning about how this has taken shape. This is a better question for you, Stacy, of how this all came together, but it's been a great partnership between four stakeholders in the area looking for ways to activate our neighborhood associations and bring them all together, right?
Absolutely. So I started with the city about 2 years ago this past January, and I did a lot of just deep listening, observations, and research about what are some core capacities that our neighborhood associations need across the city, across the nation, really, to serve residents, because that's what they're doing. They're really resident-focused, and we noticed that the different associations had different capacity, different funding models, and what we believe that all residents deserve to have an association with some core capacities. And so I brought that research to a group of neighborhood associations, and we looked through the curriculum, and we co-developed it together. And then we brought it to the Johnson Center because they're the experts in this space, right? Working board governance, nonprofits. And so we presented it to the Johnson Center in December. It was December 12th. And they were really impressed. I remember Matthew Downey and Kevin and others were just like, wow, this is best practices. And it was just goes to show, like when you listen to residents, like how much wisdom they have, that we brought best practices to the Johnson Center. So that was the 12th. And then we kicked it off on January 5th. And everyone was so gracious, kind of big eyes like, okay, we can do this. And we did it. And we launched it on January 5th. So that's how it came to be. It was a true core collaborative. And then the Division of Inclusion and Equity is the foundation for this is really racial equity and resident empowerment, which is what that division's all about. And so Marlene and Rolando came together and really helped us look through the curriculum through that lens and to pull it out explicitly. And so it's just been this great partnership of all of us.
And of course, the answer to why is the city interested in this program?
Well, part of it is because resident leadership, right? And neighborhood associations are conveners of residents. And so how do we build their capacity so they can do that more effectively, collect the data on it, knock on doors, get back to some grassroots organizing, which is really powerful for residents. But also, like I said, they had different capacities, but we wanted to make sure that we get the message out to the community. And neighborhood associations are a key vehicle for which we do that. So by having stronger associations, it helps for a stronger city.
Kevin, bringing you into the conversation, what's the program look like? What kind of learning opportunities are offered? Again, you, Program Coordinator, Nonprofit Services.
Oh, yeah. So as I believe was already mentioned, we have 8 different sessions that we do. It's fantastic because it is on Friday morning. It starts right at 9. There's actually, we would have someone from the Neighborhood Associations here right now, but unfortunately they are dedicated to this process, or I guess fortunately, depending on how you want to look at that, and they are learning right now on fund development and financial sustainability. So interesting topics today. And so it's been very fantastic because we've had approximately 30 people show up for each one, and you're talking Friday morning, 3 hours each time, and so it's really good to see the dedication from the neighborhood associations and our other partners. And then included in this, just because we really wanted to make sure that we were inclusive in this process, and this I can't really thank Marlene enough. She is from the Division of Equity and Inclusion at GVSU, yes. And she really helped us coordinate a child care program. And so, as you may be aware, GVSU isn't really in the field of child care, daycare, but we're getting there. And so she really helped us kind of manage that relationship and coordinate that. And so it's been fantastic because there are several participants who would not have been able to come and join in this learning opportunity with us if not for that.
Anything to interject, Tori?
No, just in general. I mean, it's been a really incredible thing to see every Friday morning, 30 to 40 people come together. You know, a slightly varying group every week, of course, because it's such a great time commitment. But it's people are really energetic about it, really enjoying the process and learning a ton together.
Stacey, what do you hope are the outcomes of the Academy?
Well, I've already seen some of the outcomes. I feel like there's stronger collaboration among the neighborhood associations, and that was one of the topics, collaboration. So if they're all using an accountant, for example, how do they leverage economies of scale and use one accountant and maybe get a discount, right? Some of the back of the house work. I think also they're just learning from each other. They get so busy doing the work that it's hard to take a pause to connect with your colleagues in the field. And so they're having strategy time together during these sessions. I think another outcome would be you're going to see a different narrative coming from them, to get in front of the narrative. Again, so busy doing the work that sometimes, you know, they don't think about a communications plan. They just want to communicate with residents, right? But people need to know what they're doing. And I feel like you're going to start seeing that in social media and on websites in greater capacity and focus. And you're going to start seeing more resident leaders as they become conveners of residents and to really capture their wisdom, concerns, and solutions.
The answer to what is next for the graduates then of the Academy?
Well, they are going to get a learning implementation contract to implement what they've learned, because so often you get these great ideas and you're like, great, we're still a grassroots organization that needs resources. And so for completion, we give them a small contract to implement some of their learning and whatever learning they decide, because there's 8 different modules in this Neighborhood Leadership Academy, so they can pick based on where they're at which one they want to work on. We will. The Johnson Center is offering them discounts on workshops for the next year. We are also part of the Neighborhood Academy. We are offering 3 sessions of executive coaching or strategic planning from the Johnson Center, which is a huge, huge thing to bring the whole board together and staff to do something like that. But we want to make sure that this is a really solid program continuing to meet their needs. And so we are doing evaluations for each session, and then we're doing a pre and post evaluation. Our post is going to be 6 months after, because right when you, and of course it's going to be all great, but we want to really know what has changed. And so we're going to do a 6-month evaluation and be really transparent and open about what that learning was, and then use that to do more training. So maybe it's a la carte, like it's a 1-day deep dive because all of them want to dive deeper in a particular topic. Well, let's do that.
Kevin, this is the inaugural Academy, so reflect on the sessions, if you would.
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, it's really fantastic to see the commitment that every participant has put forward in these sessions. And moving forward, there's a couple of things that I'm excited for. One, I'm going to have more coffee for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever fill out evaluations, we do listen to those, and we do our best to implement those lessons. Okay. And then I'm really looking forward to, again, as Stacey mentioned as well, like we got this in December, we started January 5th, and so we hit the ground running. Nice. And so I'm really looking to see what we can do moving forward now that we actually have some of the programs already developed, mm-hmm. and we have some of the content put together. What can we do to help dig deeper with these neighborhood associations as well? And so really excited to see what comes out of this.
And Stacey, how would you recommend people who would like to engage in a learning opportunity like this get started?
I would recommend that their first step actually is pretty soon. Attend the Grand Rapids Neighborhood Summit on March 3rd. It's going to be on the downtown GBSU campus. And they can register at grandrapidsmi.gov/summit. We have limited spots, so I do encourage them to register right away. But there, they're going to get a lot of some of the modules actually are going to be within Summit as far as like meeting facilitation and organizing, but also they get to know their neighborhood associations. So at lunchtime, all the wards per city ward, the neighborhood associations and residents and other stakeholders will get together to do a fun, informal, like get to know you. And I think that's the first step, is the relationships and just knowing what's out there. Plus we're having over like 15 information tables of really important resources in the community. And so I think it's just a nice starting point for people that want to get involved and start getting into some different leadership in their neighborhood.
Give me that link one more time, that membership or that...
Summit?
Yeah, Summit.
grandrapidsmi.gov/summit.
Good. Good enough. Kevin, any final words?
And then just to build on GVSU's daycare program anymore, childcare, I believe that Stacey is also coordinated for that summit. There is a children's summit as well, right?
Yes. So for our little ones, our partners at Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative are watching the 2 to 4 year olds. We have limited spots, so again, sign up during registration. But then Erica Soto is coordinating Kids Summit for the 5 to 12 year olds. But it's not just keeping them busy. Like, they're going to do leadership. They're going to be learning. With the GR Symphony, they're going to go see Green Eggs and Ham. Mm-hmm. So we really are investing in our little ones, again, so their parents or guardians can focus on the adult summit.
And I'm looking forward to seeing all those children in the future at our Neighborhood Leadership Academy 2025.
Do the math. It'll be here before we know it. Thank you. Tori, every month we do hear about them anyways. Johnson Center impacts our community. So lucky to have your services. So final words from you, and how do we connect with your nonprofit services?
We do have a number of workshops that we talked about that the Neighborhood Leadership Academy folks can take advantage of, but they're really open to everyone in the community. So we have a number of workshops, free lunch and learns, and services for strategic planning and other kind of helping you think through any sorts of organizational nonprofit issues that you are looking for help and resources on. And all of that is available at johnsoncenter.org.
Yep, much to do when you're back in the offices. Thank you, Stacy, Kevin, and Tori, on behalf of our monthly nonprofit navigation, on behalf of the Johnson Center. Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley.